Blog Talk Radio.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time, and you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes while you fixing me a drink?
Down home. or two. Well, shalom, shalom, everybody. It is again the first day of the week. This time is rolling on top of each other like it ain't nobody's business. It is unbelievable how fast this stuff is moving. You know, but glad to be here among the land of the living. You know, another Sunday, another first day of the week. You know, when we hear Israel is here. Everybody is listening to Israel. Everybody is watching us. You'd be surprised the people that's watching us very closely to find out where that boat going to be so crowded, you might have to reserve a seat. You might have to reserve a seat. Because the folks that you think won't be on there are going to be on this boat. They're going to be there. I'm telling you, it's incredible. It is incredible what y'all is doing. And you think that people ain't listening, honey? These folks listening, even from the other nations. They even keeping the Sabbath. So you know something is going on. They keeping the high holy days. They like this. Something is happening here. We need to get with everybody else. Yeah. I ain't mad at you because if it was me, I'd be doing the same thing. You know, all praises to the Most High Yah. If somebody can hear me, just push one. You know that's a setup for me to open up your phone. Somebody push one. Tell me what's going on in the world. What's been happening since last night? Any new changes? Can you hear me? Somebody push one. I hope you can hear me. Brother Donnie, I push one if you can hear me. I know he on there. There you go. Okay, I got him on there. Praise to my, everybody scared to talk. All right, let me open up the mic. Let me see, how's you doing, area code 904?
I'm doing well, Sister Yaina. How about you?
Oh, brother, you're right. I'm doing wonderful. how you doing down there in that southern state? Is it hot yet?
Oh, my God. Is it hot? It's hot.
Oh, it got hot up here, too. It's 80-something degrees already.
Yeah.
It's like,
man. Yeah, we're going towards 90 right now.
You going to what?
Towards 90 degrees.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know about all that. That's a lot. Man, well, we got to get there, you know, because we ain't had no real snow in a long time. I know not here in Ohio. We ain't had no bad snow winters in about 3 years. We had some decent winter weather. So, you know, I know the hot is going to get us. The scalding is going to get us. Whew, mercy for me. Well, I'm glad to hear everything is all right. Is there anything in particular you'd like to say to Israel today on this first day of the week? Is he still on here? I said, is there anything you'd like to say to Israel this first day of the week?
I just say just hang on in there. Keep praying. Keep reading the scriptures. Learn about our Most High.
All right, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Thank you so much. I appreciate your comment. All right, let me get Brother Dorney out. Brother Dorney, what's going on with you today? On this first day of the week.
I'm with that. I'm doing pretty good. You don't remember that day, do you? I don't think I was around.
I don't know. What was that time when he was around singing that song?
I don't know. I forgot the guy's name. I know it was somebody calling. But those were some good days, man. You know, they used to have house parties. You understand? We go there, man, and drink up all the liquor. And they be playing that down home. That's them grind 'em up songs.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, those are memories that we're going to have in this place right here. So what's going on in the news? Anything different? Anything happening?
It's the same old stuff, Sister Yaina. You understand? They, you know, they don't know what to do about this pandemic. You understand? They all over the place. You understand? They ain't got no vaccine or anything like that, man. You know, and the testers, they running out of testers. You understand? Oh, it's a mess, man. I'm telling you, boy. But this is the hand of the Almighty, you understand, working, in our behalf now. This is for those of us that have the heart for the Almighty, you understand, that's what
that's incredible. Yeah, it's kind of, that kind of threw us back to work. Like, okay, just try not to die, but you got to get back to work. We done did this long enough. The one man said, we can't lose our country. If we keep going this way, we ain't going to have no country. We got to get back to work. The man said, even if it costs people some lives. He said, yeah, even if it costs people some lives, we got to get back to work. I said, wow.
This place was bent on greed. You understand the money factor. You understand they don't care nothing about lives. Remember that. They don't have anything to do with life. Not this society here.
It's just incredible. It is incredible the things that we have seen with our eyes. I'm telling you. I told you the boat's going to be full. The boat's going to be full of folks. You hear me? You think ain't going to nobody coming? That boat. Woo, it's going to be full of folks. I am telling you.
It's going to be a vast remnant. It ain't going to be no small remnant. Remember, we were of the sands of the sea. You understand? As many as the sands of the sea. You understand? And as many as the stars in the sky. So it's going to be a third of that. It's not going to be no little. I know everybody, when you hear remnant, you're talking about a few people. Not so.
Okay, I'm watching a whole lot. Let me say something to everybody, because I know we got new people on the line. I know you guys go on YouTube and you search YouTube for different things, but be very careful with some of the things that you see, because some of those things out there are to instill fear. And Yah has given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. We cannot, everything we see don't apply to us. Everything that come across that everybody else is doing, it won't apply to us. We have got to trust the Most High and trust Him. When they start talking about it's time for you to flee, they did that once before, and people sold everything and left the country before the time was for y'all to do it, and they got stuck out there as refugees running from place to place. It's going to be worldwide. Just like the shutdown was worldwide, all this stuff getting ready to be worldwide. So do not make any drastic move. Do not sell your house. Do not quit your job. Do not sell your things. Because when the time comes for us to go, you will know it, and we will all leave when Yah say so. So we, especially when it comes from the other nations, we have to really be careful with what they put on there, because a lot of this is punishments they can maybe get. So we can't embrace everything that they say. So I just want to make sure I put that out there, because people send me YouTube clips it's panic mode. You know, it's like, no, we're not going to panic. We're going to continue to search our scriptures. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to love on our Elohim and love each other and watch Yah do what He says He's going to do. Because we ain't never went running out of nowhere. We walked out of Egypt. We walked into Babylon and we walked out of Babylon. So every captivity that we have gone to, He has negotiated our exit strategy to the point where we walked out. Now, they might have came after us after we left, but we walked out. We didn't go running.
Yep, you're absolutely
right. I just
want
to put that on the record. Go ahead, Brother Donnie. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, you're absolutely correct. You understand? Like you said, we cannot believe everything that we hear. You understand? You know, and all things that we see. Because like you said, now, this stuff is set up for their punishment. Remember, they got to be punished for all the things that they did. It's amazing how the Almighty worked in this thing, man. This pandemic is all over the earth. And every nation that came by us plundered us. We were in captivity of all the nations on the face of the earth. They got to get plundered.
Yes, sir.
And they cheated us.
Absolutely, so I mean,
now
we got to be careful.
People, let me say that.
We have got to do what we need to do and make it happen. and trust the Most High. But that's all we can do. We can't do anything else. We can't run. We're not supposed to be scared. We are supposed to wait on Him, just like we said we were going to do, and trust Him, because this is all we have. We don't have nothing else, and we don't have to be scared. And fear is not what He gave us. Fear and faith shouldn't occupy the same space. If
that
you believe Him, even if you get scared, you got to believe Him.
Believe in the Almighty. He got you. Trust me, if it's in your heart to understand and believe that the Almighty is going to come get us out of this mess, you understand? He got us. We ain't got the word. He got us. He's going to take care of us. We are His people. He didn't bring us all the way down to this point, you understand, and then destroy us. He's not going to do that. He do that to other nations. He do that to other nations, but He's not going to do it to His heritage. Not at all.
No. And Israel is His beloved. We are His beloved. We the apple of His eye. Even though He punished us the way He did, He said, I'll never make a total end of you. I will always be with you. And the host of heaven is here with us too, just like it was with them in Egypt and just like it was with them in Babylon. It is here with us. You just have to trust. You can't see them, but they're here.
Okay.
So don't panic. Stay, be cool. That's why we read the word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that each time you read those stories and you see how He showed up for Israel, you can apply that to the situation you're in now. Each time. You know?
Yep.
It takes faith.
Yeah, you got to have faith in the Almighty. Listen, we had faith in everything else, everybody else and everything else. And because of the hand of the Almighty, we left that little sanctuary in there so that we could live and not be totally cut off. You understand? So, you know, since we had faith in all of those other nations, all of those idols and we believe in this society that it's gonna bounce back. You understand? We're gonna be better than it ever was. It ain't never did that, and it will never happen. These are the latter days. Remember, the Almighty said in the latter days, you understand, He was gonna bring a wrath on those folks that held us captive.
That's true. That is so true.
Yeah, all of those, things that happened that they did, they put on us and this, that, and the other, that got to go back on them. They're going to go through what we went through, for sure. Hallelujah.
So true, absolutely. Can you hear me, Brother Donia?
I can hear you, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, cool. Area code 405, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Hi, shalom. I just have something I wanted to share with the audience and to get some feedback to. I don't know, you know, the Spirit had revealed to me that this pandemic thing and by Trump is asking for people to go back, and he said that actually, I'm not saying what Trump said, I'm saying the Spirit says that it has not changed. In matter of fact, it's getting worse. Now, this is, Trump knows this, and the reason why he wants it back is that so it can be so bad that he can be able to canceled his election or the election. However, they said he can't do that according to their laws, but, you know, Trump has done a whole lot of things that his other predecessors has never done. He has defied the laws. But his deal is that he don't want to have the ballots being done because that way that would give an excuse that people can vote, you know, in their homes or through their ballots. And he wants to create this crisis because he knows that he's not going to be electable again. However, the other devils, I'm saying the Democrats, they want it to go on because they want the election, regardless of they know that it's bad, but it would not be so bad, and they can tell the public that, okay, you're staying in, and we're going to give you monies and where you can stay in, and if you can't get out, you have your mail-in ballots so that they can proceed on with this whatever they want to do as far as the one world deal that's going on, that's trying to happen. This is just something briefly that, you know, the Most High had given me one night, and I just wanted to know, have some feedback and see what, how you all feel, or maybe someone else have had the same, insight or, you know, that came to them. But anyway, that's all I have to say.
I heard the same thing. This is Antonio. You understand? I heard that same thing, that he was trying to hold up so that he could stop the election. You understand? And it's always been my understanding that he going to do whatever he possibly can so that he will be in there for the next 4 years. He already said on a number of occasions, that he's not going to get out of office till 2028. This is what he said out of his mouth. You understand? So I know that he will do anything that he possibly can to stay in office because he wants that king status. You understand? He already said that he was the Messiah. You understand? So I know that he's going to do any possibly thing, man. You know, and then we got to look at all the whole thing, too, man. You understand? His cabinet. You understand? Mitch McConnell and his boys. You understand? These people is the coolest people on the face of the earth, man. Them guys right there. Mr. Collins said he was the Green Reaper, the Grim Reaper, rather. Anything that come into he gonna put a squash on it. Anything coming from the Democrats, he gonna squash it. You understand? They already see this stuff is so big here. You understand? They got 200 judges that we put in place, Republican type judges. You understand? That Trump has put in place. You understand? This is a mess here, man. You know, it's got to fall. You understand? Because the Almighty can't let us. He's not going to fail us. He's not going to do it, man. I don't believe it. We are his inheritance. You understand? And he loves us because of Abraham now. Because Abraham was his, you know, was so obedient. You understand? Was going to put his son up on the barbecue pit, man. And without any, without even seeing the Most High, he heard him. You understand? And so he went on and wanted to do that, man, to show his loyalty. And the Almighty loved him for that. And his seed shall not die; they shall live and not die. So it's always been in Trump's mind, man. That he want to be king, boy. You understand? He was so enthused about the Chinese prime minister forever. Nobody can, you know, and that's the status that he wants. This guy's a mess, boy. You understand what I'm saying? But I knew he was a mess, and all in all. But then I found out, you understand, when that he's the modern day Pharaoh. Yaina said something the other couple of years ago, man. She said that Pharaoh said, told Moshe, he said, "I'm your God, get back to work." I heard Trump use that same terminology. You understand? Maybe he didn't use the terminology that he was their God, but he said, "Get back to work." You understand? he mandated that all the companies need to get back to work. This is a messed up situation.
And it's all the plan of the Most High God for everybody to see that it was him holding it together. Area code 904, your mic is open. You're on air.
Shalom, everyone. I could say a lot, but I want to address the sister who said, I don't challenge when someone says that the Spirit of the Most High reveals something to them. But I will say this. I am the kind of person where I always watch the task force. I always watch what the president says, and because I don't like to hear stuff hearsay, and I don't like to, and I read, because I understand that the media has a propaganda, and I'm not saying that the president doesn't. So I want to preface my statement with that. If President Trump wanted to not have an election, he would have done that when it first came out and nobody knew anything about it. He could have easily called martial law, and that would have been that. So that's the first thing. The second thing is he has put the charge. I think what's really happened is the goal behind all of this with the World Health Organization and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, all of that has been made known. At first, the president wasn't aware that the World Health Organization was paying that lab in Wuhan, China, during President Obama's administration when they weren't supposed to. I don't think that they knew what they knew now, that Fauci and them has 100-something-odd patents on different coronaviruses and vaccinations. And I watched the four-hour, interview with Dr. Fauci in the Senate. And one of the first things he said when one of the senators asked him, what should we know about the vaccination? The very first thing he said is, number one, there's no guarantee it's going to work. So I said that to say this. The agenda was really, I believe, was to have it where it would be mandatory vaccinations. That plan got foiled. The reality is the coronavirus, more people have died on a daily basis and do die on a regular basis just by other deaths, just by flu and everything else. Forget coronavirus. It has been hyped up to be more than what it actually is. They were literally, like Dr. Burke said, she was one of the task force persons, we have been very liberal with what we consider a COVID death. That meant anything. They were calling everything a COVID death. So, but what's happening now, President Trump told people to go back to work because he's concerned about his economy. That's why. And when you look at what's really going on, all of the response, it was an over-response, if you will, when different things could have been done to prevent this. People didn't have to die, but no one knew enough about it except for the people that were behind the scenes trying to get to the point where they could have this mandatory vaccination. In fact, one of the senators, and I love the way he said this, he said, well, what will you do to make sure that the vaccine, when it does become available, people get to have it for free? Oh, you know, that upsets everything, because that definitely wasn't a goal. So when you find it, when you learn that there is no vaccination that could help with this coronavirus, the heat in and by itself kills the coronavirus, that it's no different in many respects than the flu, and the people who really were dying from it were people in nursing homes and individuals that had all other kind of health problems that weren't being cared for in the hospital, you begin to see it for what it is. And any leader is going to say, let's stop this, because the response was not appropriate. Just like you have certain countries, I think it's Norway or one of them, didn't shut nothing down and nobody's dead. I just think that the leaders that needed to know didn't know enough about it. But once it became clear what the goal was, and I think that's why now you don't see Dr. Fauci out on the forefront anymore, because there's a whole lot of questions around this guy and what he's been a part of and what the goal was. So I think it's a few things going on here. One, President Trump wants people to go back to work because the economy is destroyed. I mean, even when people going back to work, it's going to be very hard for many industries to ever recover, and they won't, because we understand, though, that it's not supposed to. But in his mind, he thinks he's going to be able to do something where that will change it. We know it's not. So many department stores, everything, are filing bankruptcy. So they're gone. There's right now, I have a friend who is a nurse director at a hospital. Prior to this disease, they were in the black significantly. In just 2 months, they are in the red now. And so they're having discussions on who they're letting go. because they purchased all these different, all this equipment and stuff that they don't need. There hasn't been the spike that everybody was waiting for. So people have been, their bottom lines have been destroyed by it. That's President Trump's concern. He wants the economy to come back because he knows that it's his strong suit. The others on the other side, they wanted to continue to be a decline so that they think that there's an opportunity for them and they don't have to really have their candidate out in the forefront, who I think is in part C now, too. You listen to the things that Joe Biden said, it's unbelievable. But apart from that, so I think that's it with the candidate. But when we look at the legislation, like that House Bill 6666, that's coming from Democrats, and that's something that will have them going into people's homes, if it's passed, to scan, trace, and all these other different things that they want to do. That is encroaching upon people's privacy and rights, and you know who they're going to target. So in many respects, and I'm not advocating for any of them because I'm with the Most High, but I know I could see the Most High's hand protecting his people by allowing these things to be made known and revealed so that we would be protected because we were a target. Right now, even if you go and you look at certain videos, even the white people are saying they're doing this to try to kill the black folks. That's why the hysteria is there and the lack of information. They know it's targeted towards us. So, no, I don't personally believe that President Trump wants people to go back to work so that he can kill. I think he wants you to go back to work so that the economy can be safe, because they understand that the response was inappropriate. It was an over-response for COVID. So I think that's really at the heart of it. But we know it's not going to recover. It really can't, because this system has to come down. But I think that that's the motivation. And so in many respects, we better be grateful even for what I call the Second Amendment people, because if it wasn't for those people going out there and fighting and getting information, we would be done for right now. And, of course, it's the Most High. But once they got information and understood what's going on here, they're like, uh-uh. We're not going for this. And unfortunately, one woman had in California, one of the protests, she had a sign, their signage, and it says, muzzles are for slaves and dogs. And you know what she had on the image on that billboard was a black person with a muzzle over his mouth. I was like, wow. So tell us what you really think about us. But the point I'm making is if it wasn't them out there fighting, we would have been done for, because we were a target. And that's why it's very important that we stop just listening to what – you've got to look at something full circle. Look at it from every angle to really understand, and not just listen to people that have – well, they all have an agenda. But if you listen to all of them and you read the works of all – you, it will get a better understanding and be able to assess the matter better and not just repeat what's been said. So that's my personal – take on it and what I believe I understand, because a lot of things that could have been done would have been done if that was the goal of President Trump. And what's really challenging, and I'll end with this, is when we have all of us, because, again, I purposely go through different communities to see what people are doing, and it's only in our communities do I see us masked up. Even today, I just left the store. You, it's night and day. The other people, no mask and stuff. Us, mask, except for the senior, the really old, elderly of them. I see them with it. And what's going to happen is because we are covering up and we're not allowing the natural exchange to take place with the carbon dioxide and the oxygen, exposing ourselves well enough to the different viruses, apart from the fact that people are not really coming out and getting the vitamin D that they need, when the winter time does come, they're going to be susceptible to a whole lot. And that is working against them. And so we really have to be a little bit more informed. But that's just my take on it. I don't believe that President Trump wants people to go back to work just so he can call martial law. He could have done that already. I think he's doing.
I don't know.
Oh, they probably kicked Sister Yaina out again. Area code 513, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Do you mean me? Which 513?
You, that's you.
Can you? Okay.
I can hear you. Yeah.
I know. Okay. I know a lot of people say that nobody knew about that virus. Let me tell you something. I knew about that virus in October 2019. It was all over the international radio station. They had doctors and nurses that was risking their lives to get on the internet going on. And if I knew about it in October 2019 from listening to the internet, and we have spies all over the world, just believe me, the United States government knew about it. And as far as them going into your homes based off of that 666 amendment that they signed off on, it doesn't say that in there. But there is, I was told there was a bill that was passed called, I think, either the Brady Bill or the Bradley Bill that gave them the right to come into your home and force that, you know, that vaccination on you, any type of medicine. And I was told by a doctor, you need to read, if you're going to have surgery, read that paperwork. Don't just sign off on it, because they just put something in it that stated that at the time of that surgery, even though you're unconscious, at the time of that surgery, they are allowed to give you any vaccination that you're missing. And I do believe that y'all's going to protect us. I don't think that this world is going to do what they say they're going to do to God, you know, to y'all's chosen. It's going to be some of those that fall. Don't get me wrong. I take it very seriously. I just wear my mask because I don't want people coughing on me. And it's just for a few hours. I'm only out there for a few hours. So once I get in my car, I take my mask off. Once I get home, I take my mask off. So it's not 24/7. Your lungs do get chance to breathe. So I will put y'all back on hold. Y'all keep on talking, and I'm listening.
All right. Anybody else? Area code. You can put your push one. My take on it is always going to be the same. I pay attention to the scriptures. I pay attention to the captivities that we have been in, and it has always been dire around the children of Israel. They have always tried to annihilate us, always. That has been the main goal, is for them to try and annihilate Israel. They have we've always been a target. So this isn't new. The plagues and stuff, none of this stuff is new. There's nothing new under the sun. And Yah has always had our back. So I look at it like this. We don't have anything else. We don't have anybody else. And we have to trust the Most High. Whatever their reasoning is and why they're doing what they're doing or how they set it up is what they have to do to further the agenda. This is all the point. There's nothing that they can sneak in and say, and y'all say, oops, I didn't know they were getting ready to do that. Let me swing an action. All of this has been written in the story. So all of this is a part of what we have to go through to get out of here. So whether it is to stop the election, or whether it is to try to inoculate everybody, or whatever the reasoning is behind it, the Most High has our back. We do not have to run. We do not have to fear. We do not have to. All you got to do is do what he tells you to do, and you are covered. We don't have to panic. I said that earlier. We do not have to panic. All we have to do is trust him. You know, and it doesn't matter who's going to be in office. When the time comes, whether Trump is still in office for another 4 more years, or somebody else goes into office, the agenda is going to be Yah's agenda. Nobody else's but his.
That's
so we
correct.
Have to stop panicking, period. Do I listen to what some people say on YouTube? Yes. Do I watch the news? Yes. Do I look at the things that you guys send into my email? Yes, I do. But guess what I do? I take it as a grain of salt and I keep moving. Because it doesn't matter what they try to do. I trust the Most High completely. Do I look at it sometimes and be like, man, that is just the line out all the time? But nobody's greater than him. There is no creature on this earth that's greater than the Creator. They don't even have the thought to go into their mind unless he allows it. So all of this he has allowed.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
We gotta just trust, don't ever, we gotta trust Yah. That's period. Every time we have had a captivity, then guess what? The three Hebrew boys, what happened? What did Nebuchadnezzar say? He said, either you bow or we're going to throw you in the furnace. He said, we're going to see what God saved you out of my hand. And they said, let it be known that if he does, he's able to do it. But if he don't do it, let it be known we didn't bow and he's still able. They weren't going to do it one way or the other. But when they got in the fire, they went in the furnace.
Absolutely.
That was faith.
We're talking about the true and living Elohim, the God of our Father. You understand? And he, look here, all of this stuff that was written in the scriptures is not for just something for us to read. These things actually happened. I know it's impossible for us to understand that because of our captivity. We've been in captivity for 2,500 years. We have not practiced our law in 2,500 years or more. You understand? So,
that's right.
And now the time is almost up. Our time. Look at that stuff that was written in there, 400. He said that we will be captains for 400 years. That time is up. That's 400 years. We're on the other side of the 400 years now. You think that he's going to let us all perish? Of course, man. He chose us for us to go into the kingdom of Yah. Now, we can mess it up for ourselves. We can do that, man, you understand, by going back and not repenting like he asked us to do. That's our only salvation, is that we repent for our forefathers and for our own iniquity. That's the only thing that we can do. And we got to make sure that it's in our hearts that we do this, because that's what the Almighty looks at. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. And then you know what? And the sister said, you know, if they didn't do that, we would have been through. No, we wouldn't. We would have been just fine. Guess what? Because y'all don't need them to do nothing and find nothing out about nothing. We will be just fine, sis. We don't need them to research nothing, to go thinking about nothing. Now, granted you, we found out about it, and if they had foiled their plan, but if it wasn't them, it would have been somebody else. If it wasn't them, y'all would have figured out a way to stop it. He don't need them to tell us nothing. We got to understand. See, the thing is, we don't really understand who we serve. We don't. We say that, but we don't.
We still believe
that man has a part to play in this thing that is supersedes the Most High. We don't need nobody to pick it and do a doggone thing, because y'all knows it all. If he did anything but whisper in your ear one night and said, so-and-so, 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 we don't need nobody to do nothing. All we got to do is bend our knees and trust him. Does he use other people? Absolutely he does. And was it a possibility that there was a part of the plan? A possibility, but we would have never been out if they didn't do it. He's going to always make a way.
Absolutely. We are his people.
We got to trust him. You know, my sister asked me one day, she was like, what did she ask me about being outside? I said, I have to have air, and I have to be able to open the window. She said, you better not do that, because, you know, somebody could walk up to your window. I said, listen, I'm not going to live my life being scared. I won't open my windows. Now, in order to get in her windows, you got to climb up the building to get in the building. I said, well, that's you. I'm going to live my life trusting in the Most High. I am not getting ready to walk around afraid. I am not getting ready to walk around scared. I'm going to do what I need to do, because guess what? What's proved it to me was all the stories that I read that he has done for our ancestors. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What else can I do but trust him?
Absolutely. And you don't have no control. What kind of control you got?
Exactly. And trusting. Because guess what? Like he said, what can we do? Even if that is the plan, it ain't a doggone thing you can do about it.
That's what I'm talking about. Not a thing. Now, you understand? Like I said, like we said, it's all about us trusting in the Almighty with all our heart and all our soul. Because we don't have nothing else that we can stand on. Not a thing. If they want to do whatever, if we don't trust in the Almighty and they want to do something to us, they can have at it. Because we don't have no defense. Our only defense is the Almighty. He said that nothing that they prevail, that they come against us with would prevail. Because he's our God. He's going to watch over us. He's going to be our Savior. The Savior upon our right hand. Hallelujah.
Either you're going to trust him or you're going to trust him. It's just simple as that. And I can do it blindly with no issue. And the only reason why I can do that today is because he made me trust him. I mean, when he take everything away from you and you don't have no choice but to watch him bring you back up, when he takes you to the bottom and you don't have no choice but to watch him lay the foundation for you to come back up, I don't have nobody else to trust. Because one thing I know about man is man will let you down every time. They have good intentions and until it becomes too much of an inconvenience for them. But I've watched y'all do things in my own life that he has laid the foundation for me to come up to the point where I know I can't trust nobody else but him. I love my family, and my family will be there to the best that they can be. But after a while, everybody becomes a burden when you need too much. But y'all said, I'll always be there for you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he won't.
That is correct.
He will not.
Let me ask a question here. Which one of those captivities did we fight and then we came out?
None.
My point exactly.
None.
The only reason that we got out of that captivity was because of the hand of the Almighty Yah. We fought. You understand? We had skirmishes, but that wasn't the reason that we came out of those captivities.
No, we got a question. There's nothing else. If you lose your job tomorrow and your unemployment run out, he will be there. All you got to do is ask him. That's all you got to do is ask him. He will make a way. He'll make a way.
And nine times out of ten, Diana, when we go through those changes, you understand, it's because of something that we did not do or something that we did put us in that position.
And even then, he still is a small sanctuary. Because he even saved me out of some stuff I knew I had no business in, but he made a way.
Okay.
He made a way, and now when I look back on it, I don't know how. It worked out. I look back like, how did that work out like that? I can't tell you the intricate parts that came together to make it work out in my favor, but he worked it out.
Absolutely. You wonder how you got there. How did I get to this point when I was in a no-win situation?
Exactly. But we got to grow. We got to get there. Because we don't have to tell other nations the same thing.
I go down memory lane all the time. And I think back and I say, damn, man, they almost shot me. You understand? I was driving a Greyhound bus, man, and I went up the hill and down the other side. So they bust all up. You understand what I'm saying? But I look back and I say, here I am in this spot right here. I mean, I I'm still eating. Mm-hmm. I got a roof over my head. You understand? I really don't have time. You understand? So how did I get to these spots? It had to be the hand of the Almighty. I had guns pulled on me. You understand? And I'm wondering, now these guys would have killed me. But because of the hand of the Almighty was with me.
Yeah.
You understand? I wind up in the spot right here. You understand? I got air conditioning. I know y'all gonna be mad at me because I know it's getting hot out there. But I'm in a position where I got air conditioning and I got heat in the system, and I don't have to pay for it.
Absolutely,
the hand of the Almighty,
no
man.
Question.
All the stuff that I done did. You understand?
Absolutely.
then I'm
so, I mean, you know, no matter what.
Don't be grateful. Go ahead.
And no matter what we do, you can psychoanalyze, you can watch, it's still going to be all right.
Yeah.
It's still going to be all right. We still going to be all right. And that's what we have to tell everybody. We still going to be all right. It don't make no difference whether the election is called off or whether he's the president of the United States or what. We are going to be all right.
You know what? One other thing, and I'm going to shut up, you understand, is that no matter what, man, the Almighty is with us. He was with us in the ancient days. That's the same God. Ain't no, it has not changed. The same God. So the Almighty is powerful beyond compare. You understand? And he loves people. He chose us, man, to be I can't think of it now. My mind is all messed up. You understand? I'm old.
Now, it's all right. You know, we're going to be all right. We're going to be encouraged. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and if it gets to be too much.
We see all of this stuff going on, man. You understand? And I sat back, I said, well, how are we going to get out this mess here? They got it all lined up for us, man. They're going to give us the chip. You understand? Then they're going to vaccinate us. I was watching TV. They had a pregnant lady in the hospital. You understand? She said she didn't want no shots. You understand what I'm saying? And they wouldn't let her see her parents, her relative, or nothing. You understand what I'm saying? They was going to give her that thing. They held her down and they gave it to her. She screamed and hollered. They shot her up with that, whatever they was going to do to her, they did. And I said, and they talking about coming to your house, man, and taking away people out of your household because they think that they might have the virus, or you understand, to take them out of the house because you got the virus. They gonna take them out your house regardless. Your children, your father, your brother, your brother. You understand? They taking them people out your house. These people, I mean, you know. So I sit back and I'm wondering. I said, these guys. I said, I got to trust in the Almighty that he, you know, that he's gonna watch over us, man. He gonna watch over us, man. He gotta watch over. We ain't got nothing else. What else we got?
Now think about that. Let me address that while you're talking about that. Now think about that. And Sister Lavia, I see you. I want you to think about this. I saw the same video. I saw the girl in the hospital hollering, why you won't let me see my family? Why you won't let me see my kids? Where my baby at? How come you, I don't want the shot. I told you I don't want the shot.
Okay.
Ain't none of my family. Well, who's videotaping this then? Because somebody is videotaping the whole scenario, and if your family ain't videotaping it, then who's videotaping it?
That's correct.
Because somebody filmed that whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this really ain't making no sense, because if she's trapped in a hospital by herself without her family, and she's talking to the nurses and the doctors and the security guards is in the room, who's videotaping it?
Okay.
Same way with the guy strapped to the chair. I'm showing y'all the other nation. I'm showing y'all, if y'all see me, who's doing the videotaping? Because somebody's videotaping this mess to put it on YouTube.
Okay.
Some of this stuff is done to cause reaction. And I'm like, okay, you just said out of your mouth, your family is nowhere to be found, and somebody's stitching you with something that you didn't want them to stick you with, and y'all trying to give me a shot that I don't want to have, and I'm like, well, who's videotaping it then?
Okay.
Some of it is just not real. I, you know, like I said, I'm not living in fear. Because I went to the dentist the other day, didn't nobody stick me with nothing. I went to the dentist on Friday, and nobody stuck me with anything. I went and sat in that chair and got my teeth cleaned with the same girl that I've used for years from the other nation, and I sat there, and she cleaned my teeth and did what she always does. So sometimes you got to look at it for what it is. Sometimes it's not a conspiracy. It's something to cause panic. Hold on. Area code 611, your mic is open. You on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Can you hear me okay?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Shalom. Yes, I wanted to chime in on that as well. You have to understand that these people are going to great lengths to make sure that the play that they put on stage is very believable. But you have to consciously think about it at the same time. Before this even came out, they had drills. That's when they came up with the first responders to come up with this whole synopsis that something was coming. So you have to kind of look at it for what it is, but in all of it, you have to trust the Most High.
Absolutely.
Regardless, because as long as they can keep you in this matrix and creating your reality for you, then you're going to constantly be disillusional. You're going to be constantly, played. So you have to listen to the Most High, and you have to take the clutter and the fear, because we have to understand who we are as a people. And I thank the Yehuda Project once again because of the fact that when I came here to understand more so who I was, and now with the classes and the shows and reading and researching, because I wanted to know. You got to want this. And I wanted to know, and when you want to know it, then you're going to dig in, and you got to want it more than you want to breathe. You got to get it. So you have to put the work in, but understanding who you are. You know, when you talk about he didn't give you the spirit of fear, we're not at that point yet, but just to understand that that's where we're working ourselves to. You know, the understanding of who he made you to be, you are so important that you cannot even imagine, and you have to embrace that. Above all things, you got to embrace how important you are to him and how important he should be to you, above everything else. Because when I read and I understood, when the angels went to the Most High and asked, who are these people that are so nigh unto thee that when they call you, you come? Well, who are these people?
Okay.
So you have a purpose and a calling and all of that you have to embrace above everything. And that's the reason why we, Yaina and everybody else comes to these calls, because we see something different, we understand different, and understanding the knowledge and putting it all together, it's a safe place for us to be able to come together. And we love it. There's something so supernatural that goes on when we come together. It's unbelievable, but I love it because I have never felt that before. I never felt included in the process, and just feeling this is where I know I'm supposed to be, because we're talking the same language, and I could see, and it lines up, because I know when I came to the Yehuda Project, I said, I'm going to try to find everything I can to disprove what I think is wrong with it, but I couldn't, because we're talking about that book. And if you're talking about that book, then there's truth in that book that will set you free, and a peace that surpasses all understanding. You got to get there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. You know, and that's the thing. When you look at this stuff on TV, you got to look at it from the right perspective. Because, like they said, so media is doing what it's doing, and they're trying to instill fear. And that's the first thing I saw when I saw that young girl in the hospital. I'm listening to the words that's coming out of her mouth. I'm listening to the words that's coming out of the nurse's mouth. I'm listening to the doctors, and I'm watching the security guard. And I'm like, well, if she is in danger like that, somebody's taping it. So what's the purpose of you taping it, and why would you put it on YouTube? It's all to instill fear. And we got to cut that off and be like, God is still in control. To the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. You got to believe that. I mean, for real, you got to believe that. And when you do, it's like the sister said, you get peace. You know, sometimes I'd be in situations with my children, and I don't know, they put themselves in certain situations, and as a mother, I begin to panic. But I'm going to tell you something that I learned, and this has helped me. My mom said, you're so calm. I said, you know why? Because I've learned how to put it in the hands of God and leave it there. Because I've always told him, I need your help. I need to know that they're okay. Now, I can't be everywhere all the time, and I'm not going to be there when they make certain decisions. But right now, I just need to know that they're okay, and it's a calm that comes over me. And when I get that, I lay on down and go to sleep. I'm not going to be pacing the floor, worried about grown people, because God has got to be in control. These are the things that we have to learn how. You've got to learn how to trust him. It is simple as that. There's nothing else we can tell you. There's no magic formula. There's no magic, no witchcraft, no nothing. You're going to have to learn how to have blind faith and trust God. That's all you're going to get from us, and you're going to get that word from us so that you understand that when it's all said and done, we have to learn how to trust God. It's like standing on the edge of a ledge, blindfolded. And somebody walks you to the ledge. The angel walking you to the ledge. And he's talking to you. Now, there's a 100-foot jump, a 200-foot drop when you go over this ledge. But Yah said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So somebody's going to be there to catch you or soften the fall before you hit the ground. You're going to come out all right. But in order for you to do that, you got to trust me and let me put this blindfold on you and walk you to the ledge. Now, when I tell you to jump, you need to jump. Now, I'm not telling nobody to do this literally. I'm just using this figuratively. As understanding who he is, there should be no hesitation.
Okay. That's what Abraham did.
Now, I ain't telling nobody to jump off the ledge, because some people take this literally. But I'm saying when it comes to faith, there should be no hesitation.
That's why he loved Abraham. Abraham, the Almighty said, "Man, go on and put your thing up, put your son up on the barbecue pit." But the Almighty came and got him because of his faith and his trust and his loyalty.
Absolutely, absolutely, Brother Donia. Absolutely, this is what it's all about. And when you get there, you know you're there because we can hear it in your voice when you get there. We can hear it. You still got some work to do. Because we can hear it when you finally get there.
That's correct.
When the census came back and they asked me, what was your nationality? I wrote in there, Hebrew Israelite.
Okay.
That's who I am. That's my nationality. And nobody's going to take that from me. Now, you might not agree with it, but that's what it is. It's easy to believe this stuff or you don't. You can't be scared of him, because he put them in place. You got to trust y'all. That's all you're going to get from us. You're going to get the word to give you the example, and we're going to keep on telling you. You're going to hear it in your sleep. You got to trust y'all. And so many folks are hung up, and it's just so sad. I'm so sad. It's just, you know, it is what it is. You got to trust y'all. You're either going to be scared of what they say, or you're going to trust y'all. But you're going to have to trust y'all at the end of the day. Because Yahina can't help you. I'm not a politician. I don't have no inside word as it pertains to the laws and the things they change, because they can change all kind of laws and do what they want to do. But you still got to trust Yah.
That is correct. Above all.
They may pass a law and say all those who don't want to be vaccinated have to leave the country. Well, holla.
See ya. I'm telling you.
You never know what he's going to say, how he's going to set it up. We don't know what he's going to do or how he's going to set this exit strategy up, but it's already been laid out.
Absolutely.
Now we got to trust him. Ain't no other way. There's no other answer. There's no solution. There's no other answer. There's no other thing.
Yeah. I'm looking back at this stuff, and it just fascinates me. You understand? They setting all this stuff up, man. They gonna do this, that, and the other, and none of them is talking about no God. Period. They gonna do this here on their own. This is they baby. And you know what? The next thing that fascinates me is that none of our, none of those Hebrew Israelites, you understand, that's all on the internet. I don't hear them saying nothing about no return, you understand, or praying even, you understand, a unified prayer. All of these organizations that you're on the internet with, you understand, that you, what's his name, Jezakia, you understand, even the Egyptians, you understand, the guy called Jabari, you understand, I don't hear none of them guys, they don't have no understanding on what they gonna do about us as a people. What are they gonna do about us? What is their plan? I haven't heard one plan from no other nation. No other nation. No other group of folks, black folks, you understand, melanated folks. I haven't heard what their plan. Muslims, they had a plan. They wanted a state in the United States. That ain't no plan. What do they call it? Those the ones that Egypt guys, those people that talk about Egypt, they don't have a plan at all. Period. They talk about the Metternich, which those 42 laws, but they don't have a plan for the people. The only plan that I see that the Almighty has set up is in the Old Testament. As far as I'm concerned, when I read the Old Testament, but you understand, it talks about what he's going to do, and at the end, these punishments, or during these punishments, he's going to come and bring his people out from these people into the land that he gave our forefathers. That's the plan. But I heard nothing about no plan from none of them other organizations or Hebrew Israelites. I don't hear no unified prayer and ask the Almighty for forgiveness for our sins. I don't hear none of that.
We doing what we're supposed to do, and you may not like it. And it may not be what you want to hear, but that's all you're going to get from us. At this point, I'm not deviating. I'm not changing. I ain't scared. We're going to trust y'all. We're going to rejoice in his word. We're going to get to know him well. We're going to pray and watch him do miracles in front of us and bless us with the things that we need. And we're going to move forward like we're supposed to. And every negative thought that comes out, we're going to cast it down. And we're going to quote that word. And if we have to quote it to ourselves. And we know all things work together for the good to them who love y'all and are called according to his purpose. If you got to recite that over and over and over and over again, every time a bad thought come up, if you need to recite that, then you need to do that to yourself. Every time somebody come on the TV, panic, oh my God, they finna kill us. And we know all things work together for the good to them who love y'all and are the called according to his purpose. So we ain't getting ready to run. This is what you call personal development. This is character development. When you know they call it maturity, when everybody else is in a panic and you sitting there with your legs crossed and rubbing your finger across your eyebrow, looking at them spazzed out, and people wonder why you're not upset. Why you ain't mad? Because I trust y'all.
That is correct.
No, you're saying what's going on. Yes, we do. But I trust
y'all. I don't know what the alternative is. What's the alternative?
On medication, you done got yourself so worked up, you on medication. No, I trust y'all. He did it for the three Hebrew boys. He did it for Joshua and them when they were going around, tearing down the wall of Jericho. He did it for Moshe and them when they was trapped in between the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army. He did. He saved them, so why wouldn't he save us? He want to come and show out, but you got to trust him. But see, what it was is everybody put their trust in this system. They was trusting this. This is what they was trusting. They just knew that when this went bad, it, that things was just going to fall back into place, and now it's not falling back into place. And people panicking. You can't panic. You got to trust y'all. That's all I can tell you. And that's all you're going to hear from us. And we're going to be excited, and we getting ready to jump for joy, and we getting ready to hallelujah our way right on out of here. You know, and I mean, they giving us money, stimulus money, use it however you want to use it. If you want to save it, save it. Whatever you want to do, do. But we're going to be all right. Israel is going to be all right. And guess what? Some of the strangers are going to be all right, too, because they're going to be with Israel. I told you, they keeping the Sabbath. Like, oh, no, you don't. Well, what y'all doing? Oh, I'm going to work. Me and my wife getting ready to do that, too. I ain't getting stuck out here with these people. No. Nope. We ain't fasting out, not today. Because it's going to be what it's going to be. And if we can't change it, the Most High wrote the story. He wrote the story. Let me say it again. He wrote the story. He wrote the outcome. The characters are born because he uses the characters to play their part. So the next time they get on YouTube, like Sister Levine said, they've been running these drills for years. And now, guess what? The curtain is up and the performance is on. And everybody is responding to the performance like, oh, my God. And it's like, stop. Like she said, the lady said before, most people have died from the flu. But they amped this up to get everybody panicking. Well, guess what? I got out of the deal. I'm working from home. Works for me. I ain't mad. However you guys want to do it, it works for me. I'm not going to stress out because of that. I was able to get some things done.
Hallelujah.
Am I covering myself? I most certainly am. I wear a mask when I go to the store. I wear gloves when I do what I need to do. And I clean my hands every time I get a chance to and make sure I'm fine. But in the meantime, I'm good. Now, some of y'all you're going to have to get there. Cause we can't keep having these spaz attacks. Now, we can't keep having this. We got to get to the point at some point where you level yourself out, because he can't use you if every time he turn around, your temperament is up and down, up and down, up and down. No. Did we show you about the mark the other day? Yes, we did, because we're going to always be informed about the things that's going on. Is it going to be serious and traumatic? Yes, it will be for those who take it. Simple as that. For those who take, are you going to be able to sustain yourself? Are you going to be able to withstand? Are you going to be able to do the things you need to do to wait on him? If it comes to that, it may not even come to that, but if it does, it does. You know, it's going to test you. You have to make a choice. But in the meantime, temper yourself. Calm down. Relax. It's going to be all right. Calm down. Don't go selling everything and selling your house and selling all your goods. Relax. Enjoy the fact that the curse is over. Enjoy that. Relax. Rejoice. Everybody should be looking at us like, what's wrong with them people? It's something wrong with them. No, we're just rejoicing because we know it's all good now. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I thank you for those words. But I was just thinking a lot of our people are starting to panic because of the shootings that's been going on lately. And it's got all of us a great deal of us in an uproar thinking, oh, my gosh, thinking that I think a lot of us are falling away from our trust in the Most High. And we have to know that no matter how the other nations respond, that the Most High is going to always have his people. And as far as those families that have suffered a loss from these things that's been going on, this shooting, I sympathize with them, and I'm praying for them. But that doesn't mean that the Most High has forsaken his children. The Most High has not forsaken us. And as far as the mark of the beast is concerned, it has to be something that we freely give ourselves to. It can't be something that they're just going to come and jab something in our arms or anything like that. If we fall into wanting to keep things back to or going back to the way they were, and we choose to take the mark of the beast, that's one thing. Or having someone wrestle us to the ground to put a vaccine in our arms, that's one thing. But this mark of the beast is about us voluntarily giving ourselves over to the norm or what the nations want us to do. So I don't think I'm with you. We're not to live in fear. Just trust the Most High. He's always delivered his people, and he always will.
Absolutely.
And that's all I had to say.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And guess what? They've always shot us. I want to say this. They've always shot and killed black people. But one thing we have to understand is that all of our skin folk is not our kinfolk. And the one thing that I'm learning from the scriptures is you got to understand the Amorites and the Hittites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Amorites were a group of people that live in the past tense and that were people of color, and they're still living today. They just have intermingled with us, and everybody appears to be Negro because they look like us. But all of our skin folk is not our kinfolk. It doesn't take away from the fact that a mother's heart is broken because a son is dead. It doesn't take away from the fact that a mother's heart is broken because a daughter is gone. I'm not minimizing that in any way. But you got everybody that is shot down by the police is not Israel. So we have to be able to understand that. It doesn't make it right that they shoot them for no reason, because hatred is hatred. But we've got to be able to pray for them. And guess what? Continue to do what we do and live the life before them. Because he said, if you keep my laws, statutes, and commandments, you shall live in them. So we have to show them, this is where you get your protection from. This is how you get it. And then they have to make a decision to do that. So, you know, it's a sad case. You know, and every time something happens, that we're there, and that the situation is always somebody of color. And it's terrible. It doesn't take, the brother was just jogging. There's no reason for it. But they shot him, and they killed him. So we have got to be able to pray, because guess what the Most High said? He said, vengeance is mine, saith the Most High. He's going to deal with it. He's going to deal with it. Whatever the intent of the heart is, he's going to deal with it. But guess what? Just like he's going to deal with them, he's going to deal with you, because your heart got to be right too. And I mean not you as a person. I'm saying everybody, even me. He's going to deal with our heart, and we've got to be able to have the right heart to say, we're going to let you handle it. It's yours. Because if nobody's going to get away from doing wrong, not you, not me, not nobody. No one will get away. We got work to do. But like I said, like me and Brother Donnie, I'll say, you got to trust y'all. You're going to have to keep his laws, statutes, and commandments, and to the best of your ability, do what's right. And he will do the best.
Absolutely.
You know, and to the mothers and the family members, I mean, because I've seen a video where they was marching down the street where he got shot with machine guns on their shoulders. The Black Panthers. You know, what I mean, for real, why? But that's what they do. That's not how we do it. Because we have a greater power when we bend our knee and ask y'all to protect us and to continue to protect our nation and to keep us covered. Because that's what he said. He said, you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword.
Absolutely.
So, no, we just do what we do. We're very humble people. But see, when you got power, you ain't got to do the no change. You just sit in the corner and cross your legs. You ain't got to do all that.
while everybody else passing out and passing out no medication. You should be looking at him like, I'm getting ready to go ask y'all what's going on. And he will give you the desire of your heart. It's so simple that a fool wouldn't even be able to hear. If they did it right. I have learned. You know what? Before I came into this way, I had a prophet come to me in the Christian church. I was working at Avon Company. I was in the payroll department. And he walked up to me, and that man spoke into my life and said, you're going to do X, Y, Z, and X, Y, Z, and X, Y, Z. He said, because the Lord said, there's some things you need to learn. And I was young. I said, I learned everything. I'm saved and sanctified and filled up with the Holy Ghost. He said, no, there's some things that you need to learn. And boy, was he not telling you, you know what I learned? You know what I learned? And when it's all said and done, you got to trust God. That's it. Can't no man do it. If y'all can't do it, it can't get done. Mm-mm. And if I was to see him today, I would tell that man, you know what, you told the truth. But I done learned something in this thing right here. You have to trust the Almighty God. This is serious.
And what you learned, it was simple. It wasn't nothing hard. It wasn't no brain surgery.
Wasn't hard. The only reason it was hard is because I didn't want to surrender my will. That's the only thing that makes it hard. You got to surrender your will to his will.
That's when it becomes difficult.
It is. Because I want to be in control. He said, no, I got this. You go do what I told you to do, and I'll take care of the rest. I got you. He said, I got you. Just trust me. I got you. Well, I'm working on your character because you're going to have to control it. You're going to have to control your temperament, and you're going to have to control your personality. I'll take care of the rest. I got this. But we don't want to give up control. You got to take your hands off of it.
Take it off. I surrender and mean it. And he can truly bless you then. As long as you're trying to run it, he ain't going to do it. You just going to keep going around in circles. Like Sister Levine said, you're going to be on that hamster wheel going in circles around and around and around and around and around. And they ain't going to never get off. You got to let it go. You got to put it all in his hands, the coronavirus, the exodus strategy, the killings of the black people, the groceries, the shortage of food, all of that. Israel will eat.
So amazing. Me is that, you know, I moved from New York City to Georgia 35 years ago. You understand? And my kids have never missed a meal. Missed a meal. We went through a whole lot of stuff, man, in moving. We moved several different times, but they never missed a meal. They maybe not got that steak every meal or whatever they wanted every meal, you understand? But they never missed a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Because Almighty, absolutely, you understand, he watches over his people. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yes, he does. And he's going to make it work. You don't have to worry.
It took me about 29 years to realize that we have a God. We have an Elohim that loves us.
Yes, he does. And guess what? And hears us when we pray. What other nation can say that?
That is correct.
What other nation can say that he hears them when they pray? That God does.
Absolutely.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All praises to the Most High God. He's a powerful God. There ain't nobody like him. I didn't even look for no other Elohim. But I know one thing. I've had my life without him, and I don't want to live without him. I've been the one out there trying to make it happen. And even when I thought it was me, it was him opening the doors.
That was, you absolutely correct, sister.
For real.
That sounds like my story.
I can tell you some stories, you hear me? But it was him that made a way. Like
correct.
I said, I can look back on it now. Don't even know how I did all that. I'm like, wow. But it was him. I have to give him the praise. It was him all the way through. Ain't nobody else
so
better
you know,
than him.
Yeah, so the next time that you get into a little difficulty, you understand, you don't have to worry about it, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he will make mm-hmm. it, you know, because, you know, it was a lot of times, man, people say, you understand, I don't know how I made it. I don't know how this happened.
Right.
I'm one of them. I don't know how I got to this right here. And believe it or not, I'm comfortable and happy in this
mm-hmm.
one-bedroom apartment. I used
mm-hmm.
to live in a five-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath, two-car garage, brand-new building, brand-new furniture, TV in every room. I was miserable. Boy, you could cut the tension in there with a butter knife.
Right.
But when I got to this little one-bedroom apartment, never been more happy.
Absolutely. I mean, we live and we learn. You know, it's the things that we thought was necessary weren't necessary.
Yep.
You know, the things that we thought we had to have, we just didn't have to have. And you just have to learn how to trust him, you know, because as he can trust you, he'll elevate you and he will bless you. He is a blessing Elohim. He's into the blessing business. He said if the evil one know how to give his children good gifts, how much more will the Father in heaven give gifts to those he loves? But you got to be able to handle it. Because some of us can't handle that. They can't. You just ain't ready yet. So he got to get you ready. And then when he feel like you're ready, he'll move you to the next level. But you're going to learn. You're going to learn how to do that. All praise to the Most High. Yeah. I am so happy, you know, that we have come this far by faith. And, you know, some people don't want to hear that. They want to panic. I'm not going to promote any more panic conversations because I just don't, it's counterproductive. You know, you get people all upset. These people coming in from the church, they're like, oh, my God, what is getting ready to happen? You know, and everybody all upset and ready to just throw in the towel. It's like, no, calm down. You're going to be just fine. It's okay. Let's read about him a little more. Let's get to know him a little bit better. And then watch what he does. You know, because if he come on the scene, all of them going to go to running. Trump, all of them, they're going to go to running. Oh, my goodness. What is that? Who is that? The one, the people who you've been messing with? So we run out of time for the show. It's 5 o'clock. I just want to say thank you to all of you all who stayed around. Some people couldn't take it, you know, but it's going to be what it's going to be. We, you know, we're going from this moment forward, we're going to move forward and trust in the Almighty God, and we're going to rejoice and be happy about who we are. We're going to pray for each other. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jeremiah and that he's okay, that everything is going well with him. Don't forget to pray for that unborn child that we got coming in here. That's he needs to gain a little bit of weight. You know, all praises to the Most High God. Don't forget to pray for him. And everyone else that needs prayer, pray for us as a whole. You know, I still get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and pray Daniel chapter 9 from verse 14 on down to 19, I think it is. I mean, verse 4 on down to chapter 19. I mean, verse
right.
19. Daniel 9, 4 through 19. I pray that every morning at 6. You know, join us. Come with us. Join us in prayer. It's been working. You know, that's all I can say is that I have peace, you know, and that he's made a way for the things that I've needed. So all we can do is just, that's all I can ask him to do. You know, I have a roof over my head and I have clothes on my back and I'm okay. I'm not sick. And for the other people that did get sick, we're going to pray for you too.
That's correct.
You know, that's all we can do. You know, you got to change your ways, though, you know, because some of the sickness is coming from the food you're eating. You got to follow that dietary law. You got to put that stuff into practice, you know, and do what he say do, because that's where your
security lies. He says, if they do this, they shall. If they do them, they shall live in this. So, and he's talking about the law. That's what he's talking about. He said, if they do them, they shall live in them. And that's what I want to do. I want to live in them. That's period. That's what we have to understand. You know, because we got to trust y'all. You know. And do what you tell us to do, and it's going to be all right. And y'all will make a way. Because he doesn't, he can't lie. That's one thing he can't do. He cannot lie.
Oh, man.
We're going to trust him. Brother Donald, do you have anything to say before we say goodnight?
I just want to let everybody know that we got a God that loves us, and he's not going to fail us. You understand? This is the end of an era, and we're getting ready to take charge again. You understand? And this time, we're going to do it right. We're going to follow the laws, the statutes, and commandments that the Almighty has set aside for us. We're going to do that. We're going to live in righteousness. You understand? It's just we just got to hold on now. Just hold on. The Almighty said he's going to come and get us. Just wait on him. Doing the right thing by trusting in him praying that he understands and forgives us for our sins. All praises to the high holy name. Hallelujah.
Leviticus 18:5 says, ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Most High. That's what it says. If a man do, he shall live in them. That's Leviticus 18:5. Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says that as the Most High has commanded us, and we had 6:24, and the Most High commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Most High, our Elohim, for our good always, that he may preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Most High Elohim as he has commanded us. We got to do them things to the best of our ability while we're in captivity. Now, you're not going to be able to follow it to the letter because we're not in our own land, but we do what we can to the best of our ability, and he counts it for righteousness because at least we're making an effort.
Hallelujah.
And on that note, I want to say shalom, shalom to everyone. If you need me, you can email me at the Yehuda Project at gmail.com, the Yehuda Project at gmail.com, and I will answer any and all questions. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a great afternoon. Good night, everybody.